Fulton County Superior Court Judge John Goger could toss the suit or side with city employees. At issue is a 5% increase in employee pension contributions, along with the potential for another.
I feel 100% confident about its legality.
City lawyer Robin Shahar says $48 million in paid-out pension benefits is at risk should Goger side with city employees.
This has been a very important part of the city's reducing its deficit, being able to provide the robust pension benefits to the employees that are provided by the plan.
Stephen Borders heads the Atlanta Professional Firefighters Union and is one of the complainants. He says the city employees just want clarity on the pension overhaul.
We're just asking for the court's legal opinion so we can understand the current and future implications of the pension.
Mayor Kasim Reed pushed for the overhaul to close a $1.5 billion unfunded pension liability. The changes went into effect in November 2011, but the suit wasn't brought until late last year. Reed has said he won't approve any salary increases that police and fire have been asking for until the lawsuit is closed. Atlanta Police Union head Ken Allen says those are separate issues.
What he's doing is penalizing employees that may or may not be members of the union that are involved in this with salary issues that they know are in need of correction.
City lawyer Shahar says upping the budget while the suit is pending would be irresponsible.
When we have a lawsuit that risks $48 million, in terms of being good fiscal stewards, we should not be baking budgetary increases into future budgets until this issue is resolved.
It's unclear when Judge Goger will rule. Michelle Lalloy, WABE News.